ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרנה. אז חזר עושה רש במסדן, לא יהיו צורך לכתוב אלא וילך חרנה. ועושה ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרנה. To make the kasha clearer, if you look in the end of last parasha, Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Zayin. וישמה יעקב אל אביו ואל אמו, וילך פדנו ארום. doesn't say, וייצא מבאר שבע, וילך פדנו ארום. בדרך כלל, if you go to פדנו ארום, you come out from the place you are. You don't have to speak it out, וייצא וילך. So this was בעצם was bothering Chazal. And you can have that extra word, וייצא וילך, Chazal הוא מייסד היסוד, יציא הצדיק עשר ראשון. Ramban really speaks out. The Mefarshim, the Chachamim, the Ma'aseh, we had more Yitzias. We had Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok. They also left different places. And it never says Yitzias Tzadik Oysa Roisha. Why right here it says Yitzias Tzadik Oysa Roisha? So the Chachamim learns that the Chiddush is that even that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok stayed in the place and Rivka were there, was given Tzadikim. Even so, Yitzias Tzadik Oysa Roisha. Even if one tzaddik less leaves the place, it's here as tzaddik oisoreishon. Masha'inkim, when Avraham Avinu leaves, and no one else is left in shtot, avadi it's here as tzaddik oisoreishon. When Yitzchok leaves, avadi it's here as tzaddik oisoreishon. But the place is full of tzaddikim. And one tzaddik leaves, vayter it's here as tzaddik oisoreishon. The Sfasema says, that wasn't the pshat yitzir tzadik oisoreishon. He says a lot of times when the tzadik is with us, we don't realize the milas of the tzadik. When the tzadik leaves, so in Duk, we say it also in the Shema Yisera and Shabbos, vayinofash. How we know that in the Shema Yisera? It says vayonach bayayim ashvi vayinofash. So Rashi in the Kotan vayinofash, vay of the nefesh. Shebetzash yitzir as a Shabbos, vayimor vay of the nefesh. So the difference is bearing the Mahalchim of Shabbos, that only in the end of Shabbos you get to the Akor in Shem Yisera. But the Pashas Advarim is, when in Shem Yisera comes, you don't feel it. But when it leaves, in that hard moment that in Shem Yisera leaves, then is the moment that a person feels as a given in Shem Yisera. It's here Tzadik Oysa Roisha. The Salevi has a Shein Pshat. Salevi says, when a person goes somewhere, there's two purposes why he goes. The mashal, a person goes to a wedding at Bnei Brak. The tzaddik makes a chasna at the Bnei Brak. Yeah? Some people go to the chasna at Bnei Brak. So why are they going to Bnei Brak tonight? Because the chasna at Bnei Brak. Not because they want to leave Yerushalayim. They go to Bnei Brak. Sometimes the mashal, there's a war. So people are running away from back home. They're not going to America because they want to be in America. They're running away from the war. Sometimes it's two purposes. He doesn't want to be here, and he wants to be there. It says, Yitzchok told Yaakov to go to find the Shidduch in Choron. Rivka told him, it's dangerous, Esau wants to kill you. So he Vayetze mi Be'er Sheva, was one Ma'isa, Yitzir mi Be'er Sheva, forget about where he's going, he's not staying in Be'er Sheva. Or was another reason, Vayele Choron. Mashenk in last parasha, the parasha is talking that Yitzchak called him and told him for the shidduch you have to go. Vayishma elavi vayelech padan aram. Then he listened to his father. So then when he listened to his father, it was only vayelech padan aram. Here when we're telling the story of Yaakov, it's like the Besalevi is two zachim. So the stipler, we would say over this Besalevi in the Chumash table, we would say the stipler, Bochek goes to yeshivas for two purposes. Says you go to yeshiva, he said, for not being in the gas. Today the world is terrible. Even if lemoshel, you're not shtagging in yeshiva enough. Baruch says, some people say it's chaval al hazman. You know these amiratzim. What are they doing? Maybe learn halacha here, learn halacha there. For what to be in yeshiva? Spending the time nochamol sugev Shabbos, another day of sugev Shabbos, another day of sugev Shabbos. First time in miskav. You know what you need it for? Go learn, you know, have all different new programs that learn halacha. You go to yeshiva for one purpose, not to be in the street. There's another reason to learn Torah in the yeshiva. The Chiddush has an Andor Pshat. says that the Gemara says that a person has money first to get married, and then he could learn Torah because he could afford it. The better learning is with a wife. But if someone doesn't have a job, so the Torah says, not study v'chakach yilmad isho. Yilmad Torah v'chakach yilmad isho. Rechayim al tzavori v'yasek b'Torah. So he says, in the beginning, Yaakov had all the money for Yitzchak. So he went straight to Paddan Aram. He was planning to go to marry. Eliphaz chapped him in the way. He took all of his money away. So now he was poor. He switched, he went to Beis Eva to learn for 14 years. And then he went to Beit HaChassan. We'll see a little shot in why he went to learn. It's famigate to love and you have to learn in a yeshiva. You have famigate to gas, you have to learn again in a yeshiva. But this was the chidos pshat. That before, and the pashas told us that he was rich, his first vayelech padon aram, he was planning to go right away. He was not planning to stop in the yeshiva. Because he had money. When Eliphaz took away his money, so maybe it was Yil Mateya v'chakech Yisra Yisha. So the Velt says a Velt, I heard it 2 years ago, from Sibal Abbas, got to know Mamish a week before, Moti Lazar, his name is. It's a famous Velt, that the whole Maisa v'Lisfas is Merumas in the Pasuk here. V'yeitze Yaakim Yibe'er Sheva, V'yeilech Chorono. So they say it's Rosh Tevis. Vayeitze, Vov. Vayeitze, Yud, Yaakov. Tzadik Oz, Yaakov. Yiso Esov Koiloi Bifchi. Biber, Miyad, Bo Eliphaz Rosho. Shehu Ben Esov. Vayikach Loi Koil. Cough and call changes. Chozar Reiko Nisha Ramakel. I think they say it from the Goen. And then the Goen says later, if you skip a bit of Psukim, it says that he came. We'll go to Pasuk Choftes. Parak Choftes Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayeyu al Beisoi. Vayesapel Eloven Eskol Advorim Ha'elu. So the guy says also, "Vayisapol elovon es kol advorim ha'elu, es al tetame kiloi hivesi dovo berechush lekiloi hivesi dovo berechush rab yotzosi mishom horisha elifaz lo kach hakol." So he said over. It's a Bishop of Lando, but I heard later more people say this word. It's a famous word. I think they say it from the Goyim. Vayivga b'mokim v'yolen shom. Rashi says it's a tefillah. Vayivga b'mokim v'yolen shom. Tefillah. Vayivga b'yirichoy. Rabbi Seyim puts it in tefillah. So Chazal say that Yaakov was metaken tefillas arvis. Yaakov was metaken tefillas arvis. Avraham v'Yitzchak umetaken tefilas shachris v'mincha. Shachris v'mincha is keneged zrikas dam al ha-mizbeach, tomit shel shachar, tomit shel ben ha-arbaim. And Yaakov was metaken tefilas arvis. So we know Chazal say tefilas ovam tiknu and keneged korbonas tiknu. That's what Semes explains in Broch, it's not a stira. It's ovas and korbonas. Avraham is shachris, Yitzchak is mincha, and Yaakov is ma'ariv. And it's keneged the korbonas, everyone has also keneged a korban. Avraham is connected to Tomit Shal Shachar, Yitzchak is connected to Tomit Shal Ben Arbaim, and Yaakov is connected to Tomit Shal connected to Evorim and Bdorim, Shenisrofim al Gabe HaMizbeach. Dainu Dam, this was Avraham Yitzchak, but Yaakov is Kolil, Yaakov is Mitos Yishleimo, Yaakov is Sholem, Savar Yaakov is Sholem, B'meile Yaakov is Metaken Tfilas Arvis. But before she explain a little bit, what is the Pshat Yaakov was Metaken Tfilas Arvis? What is Yaakov was Metaken Tfilas Arvis? What is Laila? You know, Laila in Chazal is Golas. Avraham Avinu v'hine eimo chasheicho gdoyle nefeles olov. Hakfirim shayagim laterif u'mevakshim lekeil ochlom. Laila is Golas. Amunos Chobaleilos, we spoke. Laila is Golas. Laila is Golas. Yaakov Avinu had a very hard moment in his life. A very hard moment in his life. His brother wants to kill him. He's running away. He's in the middle of the desert. Eliphaz comes and takes all of his money. He's left with nothing. In the middle of nowhere, it becomes dark. Middle of the day. He was sure. It's the end of the prayer. The sky is going to fall. Does it does? It's getting dark. No hesbah in it. Everything is going wrong. Esav is managing. The Rishoyim are running. They win the elections. Everything is going wrong. They're winning. I'm losing all of my money. It looks like an end. And at that moment, he stands up and he davens. This is Yaakov Tikkun Tefillas Ma'ariv. This is the Tefillah for Laila. Laila is Choshech. Yaakov is the one starting the Golas. He's running away. He's the one that will go down to Mitzrayim. He's the beginning of Golas. Say, oh, I had a Maisa once. I was in Geman, living in Yeshiva, a Philly boy. Very, very close to me. Then I didn't see him for 10 years. I'm sitting in this medrash, and he comes in with his blue shirt. I ask him, why you came? He said, I came. I had to visit. He said, 10 years. I would learn every Friday, Chavrusa. He said, you're not here for 10 years. You came to visit? He said, yeah, I came to visit. He said, tell me why you came. He said, I came to get some brachas from the Gdolim. So tell me what. So you know, we had two kids, Baruch Hashem. And then the Otzar Hashem, normal kids. The Otzar Hashem. So I told him this, brachas I can't give you, I'm not a Rebbe. But I'm your Rebbe. I want to tell you, when Hashem, a person doesn't have kids, it's for two reasons. Or Hashem loves him, he wants his tefillahs, the other sekdoishim. Or a person is a bad person, so Hashem punishes him. I'll tell you, Hashem doesn't love you, I know you, Hashem doesn't love you, I know you. So if I say you're a bad person, maybe we'll sit together, we'll figure out why you're bad. I'm telling you, you'll fix it. I'm telling you, miyad, you will have kids. Tell us something about that. So we sat down, we figured out. And I don't want to comment on the details. He came out with a maskana that if he'll be mekabel on himself to daven ma'ariv b'minyan every night without missing, everything will be taken care of. Maybe all of his avodas will change. I can't explain why. So vai that he told me he can't give me an answer. He has to fly back home to discuss with his wife if he can mekabel such a kabbalah. But it will change their life, such a kabbalah. Because he calls me after 2 days, he decided to mekabel this kabbalah. But in one condition, that if one night is hard for them, they could call me and I could give them permission not to daven. And the Kabbalah that I will daven every night b'tzibur, if not the nisn kapon letz. This would be the nusach of the Kabbalah. Every night tefillah b'tzibur, chutz from the nisn kapon letz not to. Say it. After 9 months, I get a phone call. We're on the way to the hospital. I didn't have a marriage yet. No. The baby could wait. That's it. He went down to Betzibo. He called me up the other day. Baruch Hashem, he had a baby boy. He wants me to come to the bris to be a tzaddik. I said, that's not a bracha. If it was a bracha, middle of his mind. I said, Kilo, he said, that's it. Baruch Hashem, we'll have different kids. I'll be one day. One of your kids will be a tzaddik one day. He calls me up. Couple hours after the bris, you have to hear the story. I was sitting the night before the bris with my wife. We decided we have to give a name to the baby, but we didn't have a name. My wife said we have to, you know, this boy was because of Ma'ariv. We have to call him Ma'ariv, or you know, Kanusha. You know, she's from Los Angeles. You know, something from a Kanusha name. We couldn't find a name. So we decided, you know, we'll take one of the Zaydas, and I'll give one of the Zaydas. And I gave a name on one of the Zaydas. I told me, don't tell me. You pick dear one of the name of the Zaydas, and thus it does. I come home, my wife asked me what name I picked. You have the Zayda Yaakov. We gave him the name Yaakov, a mistake. So my wife tells me, Yaakov tikkun tefilas Alvis. He got the name of Alvis. He got the name Ayiv. Tell you one little story that he told me, you know, this week. We have him. That's one of the times he had a big show somewhere in the end of the world, like the end of the world left. So kids already booked everything, everything was planned, everything was shipped. And remembered, there'd be no Ma'ariv. He can't not have a Ma'ariv Betzibu. It was in the first year. So the kids know what to do. So he called Bet Chabad in that place. And he asked Bet Chabad, you know, if you have Ma'ariv, they have Bet Chabad in every place, even in India they have. In every place, he asked them, you know. The guy said, Yom Kippur, we have a minyan here. So he said, my rabbi told me I have to have a minyan. He told him, $500, I'll have a minyan. The guy said, $500, you'll have a minyan. No problem, tell him when you come, $500, you'll have a minyan. He said, it's not about Chabad, $500, what? They don't need. The kids, he comes to the place, he sees all over the town signs that there's a Jewish party in Beis Chabad tonight. So he comes to the side, there's a big party. When he walks in, the guy says, we're having Ma'ariv in the middle of the party now. And like this, he had 10 people for Ma'ariv. 10 people for Ma'ariv. This is a koyach of Ma'ariv. So in that trip, I decided, you know, the way back, I said, I couldn't miss Ma'ariv B'tzibur. Yeah, if my Talmud is working so hard on Ma'ariv B'tzibur, I go on a plane, but the way back to El Tisrael. And, you know, I leave for the afternoon in Newark. So after a couple of minutes, it becomes night. So I'm holding myself not to fall asleep. You know, I was reading a book in Rav Shach. After a couple of minutes, I wake up and I see everyone is coming back from Ma'ariv. I miss Ma'ariv. So I had in my pocket bills of $20. I had maybe a couple hundred of them. So I took off my hat, I put inside the bills, and I walked around. If you come to Ma'ariv, first I went around, no one, you know, no one was masking to come. Everyone said they daven. Those ones were busy, you know, looking at different things that were moving in the chairs. I wonder, if you come to Ma'ariv, you can take how much you want. I walked back and forth in the plane. I had 40 people. People took out the yarmulkes, you know. In the kukach hashuv lecha. No one took the money. What's with one person? It was in the story. No one took money. No one took the money. Tfilas Ma'ariv. This is the kach of Tfilas Ma'ariv. Moses says, Rashi brings down, Vayivga b'mokim, kibo ha-shemesh. So Rashi says that in the beginning, in Pasuk Yud-Zayin, Rashi brings it down. וזו יקפיץ אמורו בשחית הסחולין, שבו ביס המקדוש לקרוסי, ואיב גם עמוק, ואם תימר, כשעובר יעקב על ביס המקדוש, מדוע לא יקפ... שום, why Hashem didn't stop him in the first time? Rashi says, he walked, and then Hashem made a קפיץ את הדרך when he wanted to go back. איו לא יאויב דייטה, להספל אל במוקם שהספל לו אבוי סוף, ומן השומיים יעקבו? איו, עד חורון עושה, זאת רשי, פוסק יזיין. כי מוטו לחורון אומר, אפשר עוברתי על מוקר מספר לו אבויסה ולא הספרלתי, יואב דיידי למעדר, חוזר עד מסקל וקופצו לי הדרך. זוג במפורשים. מושס הקוישו, ינק תיקן תפילס ארוויס, all of the נבואס, מלוכי אלוהיקים אוילים ויורדים בוי. He was בייס המקדוש, in the most holy place in the world. If he didn't have a das, if a person could be in the most moment, in the most biggest moment, that if he presses the button, he'll become the God Lador. Presses the next button, he'll become the richest person. It's the Shas HaKoyshel. But he's not asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could pass near him and nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. If he didn't stop, when a person puts an attention to stop, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes mezake. I heard once from a before in Kiev, Valdik Evolt, what is Kvitzis HaDorach? So the pshat is you're here, and then you're there, or you fly quickly over. In Zippurim Bal Shem is mashma, they flew over, but could be Kvitzis HaDorach, could be had something else, though. But the shat is, what is Kvitzis HaDorach? You're here, and then you're there, or you fly over. There it says, like, you know, they saw their horses and all these stories. But I'm saying, I don't know if you had Kvitzis HaDorach, could be had this Andosh, flying horses, it's Andoshach. But what is Kvitzis HaDorach? I said, love before I'm Kiev. See, one thing is, Machlekes Rishonim, your pshat, and Rashi. The shat is, I say, as machlekes, if Yaakov had Kvitzis HaDorach on the way there or the way back. Rashi learns, in the way there he walked, Kvitzis HaDorach started on the way back. And before Shimon Chulin learned, there was a Kvitzis HaDorach he got to Choron, because Choron is also a couple days to go to. There was a Kvitzis HaDorach on the way there, and there was a Kvitzis HaDorach on the way back. So why Rashi learned there was no Kvitzis HaDorach on the way there? Because if it was a Kvitzis HaDorach on the way there, he's not a Valti Machim Shispa'ala Avaisa, he was never there. He was here, then he was there. So Rashi had a Rashi learned Kvitzis HaDorach is you here and then you're there. Maybe Rashi learned has to be that was no Kvitzis HaDorach on the way there. Taisus Tirin Chuli learns that Kvitzis HaDorach means that you fly through. Vayivkach me'amokim, vayikach me'avne amokim. Rashi says, what is vayivkach me'avne amokim? Vayosem harashoysov, Rashi did it with Dan. What is Vayivga Ma'avne Amokim? That he made a marzer, that it will not hit him, that the animals will not hit him. Also, Kimin Marzer, so in Roshu, Shiurman Achayas. Moshach. Person is in the middle of the desert, he puts five stones around his head. You think the lions cannot eat him? And if they will not eat his head, they will eat his feet. So in Sforim state, a person has to do ishtatlis. A person can't say, I'm a Baal Bitochen. Sometimes in life is a Muslim. Hashem wants a person, you know, sometimes Bitochen and laziness, sometimes are very close. No, I'm not davening, I have Bitochen. If Hashem wants to give me, he'll give me anyway. I'm not going to ask my Rebbe for Chavrusa. If Hashem wants, he'll take care of me anyways. You're lazy, don't say you're Baal Bitochen. Well, you need to come to the dining room, you push with the schnitzel. You don't have bitochen, but the schnitzel will wait for you on the table, yeah? So a person has to know sometimes bitochen and laziness get mixed up. So it's a chiyuv to make up his ishtadlis. Chiyuv ishtadlis. So the male Yaakov made a marzev. That's what the Altman of Adek said. The Welt says a joke, I don't know if you'll have to say it over, but they say a joke. So Rashi says what happened. So all the stones were fighting. So what Hashem did, he made all the stones to be one stone. And this Yaakov was resting on all the stones together. So he said that once was a Rebbe, was a poor Rebbe. And the kids were very choshev that Chochem came to visit him. And he sat in the chair. But the chair was so shvach. So the other Rav that came fell through the chair. Azarov felt very bad, you know, he broke Yenem's chair. Yenem felt very bad, you know, he put him on a chair that he fell through. So the Baal Chassam said, I'll tell you what happened. You're Choshev Rav. My chair had a lot of little holes. And when you came, all of the holes were fighting. So Hashem made a mess. And all the holes became one hole. And then he fell through. This, I say, Chassidim Misafim. Chassidim Misafim. It happened. I'm Chassidim Misafim. Vayachlo vehine sulo mutzov arzo v'roishe magia ha-shomayim. Ze balaturim, choshen balatur. Mutzov arzo v'roishe magia ha-shomayim. Romaz, v'mi shemushlach la'oros lifisho, yale ha-shomayim. Yale Hashemayimu. Now the person sometimes, fakert, sometimes you see someone that is b'shafles, you have to know, this person in the end, fakert, he comes very right. Now, Rashi says, Vayolen Shom. Rashi brings down that all the years He learned for 14 years without sleeping. Or at least without going into bed. Maybe he slept. But not, as is like Rashi. So that belt as a kasha. It was 14 years in yeshiva, he didn't go to sleep. The first night he left yeshiva, he already went to sleep. What's the pshat? 14 years in yeshiva, yom of belayla, not to go to sleep. First night he leaves yeshiva, or shloft. So it was Rabbi Tzion Bordyansky. He wanted to say that Be'etzim he had to go to make a chasanet, to make a shidduch, no vos. He went to learn first. Be'etzim is kibudav. No Talmud Torah is deicha kibudav. But in Talmud Torah that is deicha kibudav, there's no heter to sleep. And a normal Talmud Torah is hanik be'minik ve'acheretz. You eat, you sleep. But when a person is learning, we're not listening to his father and sitting and learning, then he doesn't have a p'tur. Then he doesn't have a p'tur of hanik be'minik ve'acheretz. Mainly was mechuyev to learn. And the Zohar, he saw a simon min hashamayim that Hashem wants him to sleep. But the real answer is, Aravada Yaakov, we'll see later, the Balaturim, now the Pasuk Tzayin, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi. The Balaturim says, what is Mishnosoi? Mi Mishnosoi. It's like the Balaturim. מתוך שהורג בתירה ביום, גם בלילה, לשוכב ליבוי מלעסק בוי בחלוימוי. He would learn when he would sleep also. He dreamt and learning the whole time. This is a Gemara tour. That didn't stop to learn when he slept. אבל שתי דואן יסוי. הלימוד in a yeshiva is not only doing the story. Yaakov felt he has to go. Yaakov learned also, איש תם ישיבה הולים. But he felt before he goes to Lavan, he has to have a yeshiva דיקה לימוד. Know what it means? Nitman bebeis Eivah 14 years. He feels he needs 14 years before he goes to be by himself. A limud of a yeshiva is without sleeping by night. So maybe later, in our days, some bochum need to sleep half an hour by night in bed. Maybe they could do it. Maybe 2 hours. But there's no time a bochum could cook food for an hour at lunch, 2 hours by night, to be hamchamishi to put on a chant. It's not a limud of a yeshiva. This limud doesn't change the person. The limud that made Yankiv Avinu to be a Yankiv Avinu is 14 years without going into bed by night. Not at Yaakov. Yaakov also, like the Balaturim says, he sleeps, he also. When he leaves yeshiva, this is Yankiv Avinu. Not that Yaakov has a Yeridachas v'sholem. But in the limud of a yeshiva, the tzura of limud in yeshiva is Yoimon v'layla on a hefsek. For sure, without us stopping a Friday, without us stopping a Shabbos, no shayla about it. So what was the broche? V'hoyo zaracho ke'afar ha'oretz u'foratzto yomo v'tkeimbo tzofeino v'negbo. The spoon learns a givaldi gezach. What is v'hoyo zaracho ke'afar ha'oretz u'foratzto? So the spoon learns v'hoyo zaracho ke'afar ha'oretz achar shi'ye zaracho ke'afar ha'oretz she'tiye betachlis ha'shiflus oz tifritz ba'oretz. Only the Emigdomer explains it by Rehovah. Only when Klal Yisrael will be in the Shiflus, then was the Poratzto. The Poratzto was when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, Kashayanu Oisoi, Kenirbe Vechenifroitz, was the whole Holocaust, Miyad it finishes, Siddur, the Poratzto. That's like the Sporno. When you will be the Shiflus, will be the Poratzto. ויקץ יעקב משנוסה ויאמר אוכן יש השם עמוק עם הזה ואנוכי לא ידעתי. זוגת רשי, ואילו יודעתי, לא יושנתי. בוא נזכור את זה. ואילו יודעתי, לא יושנתי. סוגן המפורשים, even though it was so much a sogas, אבל הלוך אינה לא תסליף עם ביס המדרש. It's not word for me, אלה קדושס, אלה הליקי הסוגס, אלה נבואה, if I'm חס ושלום, אז עבר אני הלוך. חלוק הסתיבה, בחנוק הסבייס, חלוק הסתיבה, says on his דרך, he says בעצם, you know, more says, some חלוים is a חלוים ושאב, some חלוים is אמס. If you think about it by day, it's a חלוים שאב. If you don't think about it by day, it's חלוים אמס. How you know if it's shav or not? So that's what Yaakov said. I didn't know I'm going to sleep in Beis Hamikdash. I didn't think about it. If I would know I'm going to sleep in Beis Hamikdash, because I was waiting for dreams. But I was not waiting for it. The Bezer Rebbe would say different. The Bezer Rebbe would say the famous word from the Goyen, out of Bezer Rebbe, the Sar Sholem. He would say, "Ilu yodati, lo yoshanti." Because a person wants to be masik ba'omol. If I would know I'm getting this nevuah b'sheina, I would not want to get it b'sheina. Because I want to be omel, omel. A nevuah is a nevuah b'akitz, and there's a nevuah b'chaloyim. So like the Magid came to the Goyen, the Goyen said, I don't want you to teach me Torah, I want to work on it myself. So Yaakov Avinu makes a neder, v'yoyimah. Imti the posuk chof. ונוסן לי לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש. מה זה פשוט לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש? Maybe לחם ללבוש ובגד לאכול? מה זה יענקב? לחם לאכול, פרח חוף חס פסוק חוף. ונוסן לי לחם לאכול ובגד ללבוש. זה דוח חפץ חיים רוצה אלמול, צדיקים, יענקב אבינו דינן סייך בן שלו אלו, if you give me money, בעזרת השם, I'll give you myself. Even that יענקב became very rich in that. If it's a איש מאוד מאוד, Tzadikim don't want Elam Hazeh. He wants Lechem Lecha Elu Begel Lilbash. He's not asking Rebbeinu Shel Olam, give me private jet. No! He said when they made it the Chofetz Chaim's house, they put a wood floor. He had sand. Chofetz Chaim had so much Agmas Nefesh. Until they told him if it's for davening, for Shabbos, so it's Yasha B'dayitri. His daughter said, when she put on curtains, her father was so upset. Was este de ilam habe? Was este de ilam habe? I don't know if you went to Rav Shteyman's house once. You went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's house. And these people, in one pips, they will have a palace. But people don't see that. Go to Arush Shiva's house. Push the chairs around the table. This is the way Agdeli, go to Rebbe Eliashiv's house. Table to, you don't shake the table too strong when you go in. This is the Metzius. They build a Mismedesh for Rebbe Eliashiv. Kenshin Meinen, yeah? Most of the Midrashes, it's a Shtibu Vov, looks like that maybe, yeah? This is the way Agdeli was. Not to be Nehna Moil of Hazan. So the Chofetz Chaim, he said, Lechem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, you have to know what to do with it. It's not the Pshat. Lechem, Lechel, and Kuskirov had an Andra Mahalach. Kuskirov said, if you would say Lechem u Beged, Lechem ze Kizayis, Beged is Shalosh Etzboes, or Shalosh Etzboes. So many, he would mochiv to Mekayim the Nedav, if he kriz a Kizayis, he says, I don't mean that I don't have what to eat, and I have what to wear. Because if you would say, if you don't say Lechem u Beged, So what means about Hashem? If you give me a kezayis and you give me a shalosh shalosh etzbos, I'm mechuyav in my nether. Because lechem is kezayis. When beggar is shalosh shalosh etzbos. So Yaakov said he wants. So the pasuk v'shavti b'sholim el b'sovi v'hoyer Hashem li. Like the Maharshon Chidush HaGod, the last Maharshon Chidush HaGod in Brochus. This is v'shavti b'sholim el b'sovi. The Gemara says, ha'nifrad mechaveroi yoymar leich le'sholim. ואל יוימר לך בשולם. שרי, שאומר לאף שולם לך בשולם, הולך וניתלו. דוביץ, ינסון שאומר לדוביץ, לך לשולם, הולך לגדולו. אז הוא יסי, לך לשולם, נא לך בשולם. הייתם עשור, ושבתי בשולם על ביסאווי. and we shall feel less on it. So the Welt says that why, Marshall explains, why lech b'sholem you die and lech l'sholem you grow? Because b'sholem is the same matzav, steady. And the olam ha'emes is oimdim, malochim oimdim. Lech b'sholem means stay like you are, means die. Lech l'sholem is grow. And olam hazeh, you grow. And olam haba, you stand. When you go to Esav, you ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, let me to come back like I am. No, say, Hashem, let me to grow. Shafti b'sholim in Esav. Chaim Kanievsky has a hand of it. It says, "Vayar v'hine be'er basode, v'nesu shem kol ha'adorim, v'yem lehem sholem loy, v'yem ha' sholem." Posuk Zayin. V'yem ha'hein od ha'yom godel loy eise osef ha'mikne, ha'shku ha'tzoyin ulechu re'u. V'yem v'leinuch alad asher yasfu kol ha'adorim, v'golel u'esa eben, ma'al pi ha'be'er v'ishkinu ha'tzoyin. What he told him, "Hein od ha'yom godel." What he was saying in it. So some of the Mephoshim, they say Pshat, this is Hein Oid Hayom Godel. He thought that they saw yesterday was became night in the middle of the day. So now again, 10 o'clock, he sees everyone is going back. He's telling me the thing, but the days became short, he told him. He tells him, no, I know, yesterday was a special story. Today is going to be Shkia in time. Hein Oid Hayom Godel, you could go, don't worry. He thought that yesterday, I don't know, the whole world saw yesterday, Nach became 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So what people will do today? 11 o'clock, people start to go back home. So when he told him, "Hey, no, I am God." Vayagid Rochel, zog the posuk, v'lelovon shtei bonos, shemagdoi lo leo v'shemaktano Rochel, v'einei leo rakos. Posuk Yuzayin. V'einei leo rakos. What is v'einei leo rakos? Rashi says she's a sfur olalis begaroli shel Esav ubochso shivak elohim u'mshnei bonim l'rivka u'mshnei bonim z'lovon ha'gdoilu l'lovon v'aktalu l'kotn. So now as a kid they showed me the Eben Ezra here. It says why it's called Rakos. So he brings down a Ben Ephraim. U'Ben Ephraim omar shu choser aleph. And you have to read it V'ein leo arukois, he had Chinese eyes. It's missing an aleph. It's like Ben Ezra, v'ani oimer hu choser aleph. Take off the aleph from Ben Ephraim, Ben Porim. Ben Ezra is attacking him. So Ben Ephraim omar shu choser aleph. V'taim oi arukois, v'hu oi choser aleph. Ben Ephraim is not Ben Arish, but as they talk Ben Ezra. She had low guys, and I have a hucho seraph. Then the Pasuk says later in Perek Lamed Pasuk Chof Aleph, V'achar yoldo bas v'tikro eshmo dino. Pirshu Rabbeinu, Dino, why she was called Dino? So Rashi, Perek Lamed Pasuk Chof Aleph, Shedono din be'atzmo. In ze zocho letir rochel achoisi ke'achaz ha'shpoches. V'ispalelo v'nefcho l'nekei. She's called Dino. So I heard what's a givaldi kevot. Givaldi kevot. Biskel Bachel, one of the most best choshev in Light in Lakewood. It's because of my rather, but it's 15, 16 years ago I heard this word from him. Such a shame of all. What was the godless of Leah? What was the godless of Leah? What was the godless? Everyone wanted Shvatim. She has really six. So what was the godless? She was Mevata for her sister. So I would call her Vitro, not Dina. What do you tell me? As Mishnah is a nomen, if she would call her vitro, forget, we will never hear about dino. We'll hear only about vitro. Why is she called dino? Gimaldika, you said, but listen very carefully. Someone comes over to you and tells you, you see this bachur, it's mamash and nebach. He lost his father, his mother, his brother, his sister. You could give him your seat today to sit for us to shayla b'chlam. He doesn't know what to eat, he's really starving for 3 days. He lost the shayla. Your younger brother is mamash jealous of you. You know, his mamash goes up the derech, if you, he can go on the trip instead of me. Yeah? Not even a shayla. Right? Tell this bachur, mamash feels, and when we come and say hello to him, you wait in line, you could be before me. Nebach, yeah? This guy is Mamash Sofik, he had to leave yeshiva, to stay in yeshiva. He came to see yeshiva. All of us, if we decide that Yenim needs, we for sure mevata. The problem is in life, we don't see the other person, we see ourselves. There's no godless if the imoes to mevata. Chochel gave it to Simonim also. Is it godless to mevata here? Is it godless to be mevata? The imoes? How about the Yemivata? It's godless. The godless is to see the other person. To see Yenim is jealous. Yenim feels bad. This is the godless. The Chochmah of Rivka was, if Leah was, Shedono Din Be'atzmo. She made a whole cheshbon. We heard a Messiah of 12. What she has to say? Maybe it'll be more, you know. Forget, let Rochel the Daven Shtarger, she will get a couple more. No. There's not enough time. My sister will be embarrassed. The godless was the Donald Din Be'atzmo. It's late. Maybe I'll just finish with one word of the spoon. In Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, it's good to know the spoon. וישכם לבן בבויקר וינשק לבונו ולבנויסוב ויבורך עשם וילך ויושב לבן למקוימו רק דיפר של הבא כמר עשם סוג דספורנו ויבורך עשם כבר אומרו אל תהיה ברכס הדיו יתקלו בעיניך אמנם סיפר ברכס לבן לבנויסוב מה זה נפקמין את הדר שגץ gave brachas to the daughter. Lehoyrois, shebirka sa'av, asher yalbono b'chol nafshe b'lisefek, roi shetochul yoyser b'zgul ha'tzelem ha'lekim ha'mevorech, ka'omu ba'avur p'vorech b'chol nafshe. Brachas all this runs around, take a bracha from your father. Besser zu kriegen a bracha von Lavan, from a zweite. So the Pasuk says over the story of Lavan. A bracha of a father has a special kach. Remember, it's a spuna. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph.